السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد علماء الكرام respected brothers also our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers once again it is the fazal of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that we have gathered for this zikr program if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does not give tawfiq due to our sins, then we cannot make even one time zikrullah. It is only the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala gives to those who are desirous. If a person is in search of Allah ta'ala, if a person wants the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala to come into his heart, if he is in search of the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he wants Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ishq and muhabbat to come into his heart, then Allah ta'ala creates the conditions for him to acquire that muhabbat, to acquire that ishq of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will find such kind of majalis, or he will find such kind of places, or he will come in contact with some friend, or with some sheikh who is kamil, or somebody who has got dard-e-muhabbat in his heart, and Allah Ta'ala will bless him with that dard also, that muhabbat also. But if the person shows complete indifference, he is not interested, then no matter how many majalis he attends, but he will not get that muhabbat. So it is the fazal of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now since this afternoon, without any real thinking or pondering or deliberate attempts, suddenly this poetry was coming on my tongue, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, and it seemed like it was coming so repeatedly that I decided that I will read the same thing tonight.
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए, गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए, मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए, गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए, मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए, गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए.
People live in this world for different reasons. There are different ways that this can be translated and explained. But one of the explanations is that people live in this world for different reasons. Some of us, we live to eat and we eat to live. That's about the only reason why we live. We live so that we may eat, and we eat so that we may live. Just to make use of the luxuries of this world, that's the purpose of our living. So some people live for that purpose only. One is the usage of the things of this dunya that I have explained many, many times. Allah Ta'ala, for whom did He create the whole universe? If we are going to say He must not use anything, then we know that we will not survive in this world. We have to make use of the things that Allah Ta'ala has created as means of living. But that is not the maqsad of the zindagi, that is not the objective of our life. Animals also eat, drink. We are human beings, and not only human beings, Allah Ta'ala blessed us with Islam and with Iman. So our purpose of living is totally different from that of others. So Hazrat in this poetry says, Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. We need some kind of support, some kind of reason, some kind of thing that we look forward to for living in this world. Otherwise there's no reason for living. And what is that support that I am looking for? غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. Here it means, O Allah, what I need is your love. It must be your love and it must be my heart. How can one explain the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when it enters the heart? We don't have it, I don't have it. That's why we can't explain it. And even if we have it, we can't explain it. It is an experience. But it's a reality. I keep on saying it's not a fantasy world that I'm talking about. I repeat, Shaykh Jalaluddin Rahmatullah Alayhi said, O Allah, when the fragrance of your muhabbat and love, when the fragrance of your love comes into my heart, then the vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to give a description, to describe, to explain what that experience is. It's impossible. There's no vocab. And Allah Ta'ala gives it. If we are in search of it, Allah Ta'ala gives it. So He says, Ya Allah, this is what I want. And that is that steam that will make us move. Wallah, I'm telling you, that is the only steam that will make us move. At present, complain, I cannot do this, I cannot get up for Fajr, I cannot make the ma'mulat and tasbihat, I cannot give charities and I cannot do this and I cannot do that. It is all because of this weakness that we don't have that steam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love. If we have that, then see how it makes a person move. Then we will look forward to it. It will become like our ghiza, our food, how we look forward to breakfast, lunch and supper. That's how we will look forward to ibadat, zikr, tilawat, fulfillment of the rights of people, honesty, truthfulness, charity, everything that we talk about. Then we will look forward to it. We won't say it's difficult. How must I stay away from zina? How must I stay away from the TV watching filthy things? How must I stay away from speaking lies? How must I stay away from this and that? We won't say that. Then it will become easy. And that is the maqsad and the purpose of bayat also. Bayat is not only making khidmat of the sheikh, you drive the person around here and there and polish his shoes and massage his head. That is not what it's all about. That they can do it themselves too. The whole purpose is to learn from them how to develop this muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our hearts. How to develop the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our hearts. How to paint our hearts. One friend the other day, I asked him what business, he's in the paint business. I think I must have told you about the air conditioning youngster. That I asked him what you do. He said, I do air conditioning. So I told him, I'm also in the air conditioning business. So he must have thought competition here. So I said, your air conditioner, it cools the skin. That's all. If a person is feeling hot, then the air conditioner cools the skin. So there's nothing wrong. We all need now to the air conditioners are on. But it'll only cool the skin. But if a person has got a court case tomorrow, and the person could be charged for murder, or he could be sentenced for murder, or he could go into prison for 20 years and 30 years for some other crime that he committed, now put 20 air conditioners on and see if it cools his heart. The restlessness of the heart, the anxieties, the worries, the depression, will these air conditioners cool that? So I said, the air conditioner that I am selling, they are free of charge. And it cools the heart, the zikrullah, the tilawat, the ibadat, the muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when that will come into the heart, then it will cool the heart, it will remove the heat of the heart. So this person, he is in the paint business. So I said, in the paint business, what do? When people come, then you tell them that these are the colors of the paints that I have. And these are the qualities. That's all. Now if a person comes every day and he comes and sees the colors of the paints, this is blue, this is green, this is red, he sees the colors and he goes away. Will his house get painted? If a person walks into the shop every day and he looks at all the charts and all the paints and all the colors, and then he goes away, so will his house ever get painted? He will have to buy that paint and paint that house, then it gets painted. So in the same way here we talk, or we have always heard of sabr, of shukr, of taqwa, of qana'at, contentment. We have been listening to all these things all the time. But just listening is not going to be sufficient. So in the sohbat and the company of those who have got taqwa, we will also get taqwa. In the company of those who have got the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts, then we will also get some muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. Those who have got sukoon in their hearts, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, those to whom He has given sukoon, then when we are going to sit in their company or we are going to associate with them, then we will also get sukoon in our hearts. That is the purpose. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, when they went to Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayh, now such great, great ulama, for what did they go there? They had such knowledge, they were towers of knowledge themselves. So why did they go to Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayh? So when they asked him, he said that we knew the names of the different mitais. This is barfi, this is jalebi, this is gulab jamun, we knew the names. But we hadn't tasted it. In his sohbat and company, we actually tasted those mitais. In other words, we had heard of zuhad and taqwa and qana'at and all these things. But in his company, we attained it. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has always kept in every area, every town, every city, every country, many of those people to whom He has given some share or some part of that muhabbat and that sukoon. So mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. And we must seek this from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because when Allah Ta'ala will become ours, then everything will become ours. Then even in difficulties, the person will find sukoon. He will have pain in his body. He will suffer like any ordinary human being suffers. He will bleed sometimes. He will scream in pain sometimes. He will be in poverty sometimes. He will be in different kinds of conditions. But those will be outside conditions. And inside the heart, there will be that sukoon which will not be shattered. Because the person will believe that it is my Mawla, it is my Allah from whom all these things are coming. My job is to please Him. After that, whatever condition He gives me, I must be pleased with it. So, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. And once we have that, then we got this sahara for living. If we don't have that, then there's no support. Then there's no maqsad of life. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. That's what I want. So if we are going to keep seeking it, Allah Ta'ala will say, I gave it to you one day.
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye.
We want the shore of the ocean of your love, my beloved Allah. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Ya Allah, we want the shore of the ocean of your love. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. It must be your house and it must be my forehead. My head must be bowed before you. In front of the Kaabatullah Sharif or any house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Dar tumhara sar hamara chahiye. Imagine if any person has been blessed with the shore of the ocean of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love. Allah Ta'ala has become his and he has become Allah's.
Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye unke hote kya sahara chahiye gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye unke hote kya sahara chahiye.
When I'm in pain, when I'm in difficulty, when I have any problem, when I have any kind of grief, any kind of sorrow, any kind of difficulty, any kind of hardship, any kind of test and trial, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye, then I turn towards you, my beloved Allah. Where is it coming from? The conditions that are coming, the different situations, where is it coming from? Who is making the decisions? The decisions of adversity, the decisions of prosperity, the decisions of wealth, the decisions of poverty, the decision of health, the decision of illness, the decision of depression, the decision of joy. Where are all these decisions made? It's made by none but Allah. For the pious, for the righteous, it's a test to elevate their stages. And for sinful ones like us, it is a forgiveness of our sins. Or it is an azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to shake us up and bring us back to Him. La'allahum yarji'oon. That's all. So, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. We are searching for solution to our problems everywhere. In material things we are searching. It's not in the material things. In the material thing also the problem will be only solved if Allah Ta'ala makes a decision that by means of these material things this person's problem must be solved. Otherwise those same material things will become the cause of his misery and pain. The same material things. If a person thinks that plenty of wealth solves the problem, how many people have got plenty of wealth, it doesn't solve the problem. So we have to turn towards Allah Ta'ala. People are losing hope. Lose hope and do what? Go to some other Allah. Bow down before the idols, before the stones. Or say, okay, we don't believe in any Allah. Will that solve the problem? Na'uzubillah. Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. Unke hote kya sahara chahiye? If Allah Ta'ala is with, then what other support do we need? And you will feel, you will sense that Allah Ta'ala is with. If we are obeying Allah Ta'ala, we are trying our best. We can't do justice. But if we are trying our best to restrain ourselves from sins and from haram, and we are obeying our Allah, then in difficulties and hardships also, the person will sense and you will feel that Allah Ta'ala is with me. It's a test from my Allah. And by now, 120 times I have used that example, that it will be exactly like that examiner who has set a very difficult paper for the pupil. And when the candidate says that I can't seem to answer these questions, it's a very difficult paper. So the examiner says, put your hands into my hands. I will write down the answers to the questions which I have set. The difficult questions which I have set, now you give your hand into my hand and I will write the answers for you. Will that paper ever be difficult then for that candidate? Because the examiner who has set it is now going to answer the paper. Allah Ta'ala is the one who is sending those conditions. Now when we are turning towards Him, we are giving our hand into the hand of Allah Ta'ala. He will then find a way out for us in those problems and difficulties. Unke hote kya sahara chahiye? Why are we losing hope?
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye, gham mein bas un ko pukara chahiye, gham mein bas un ko pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye, lazzate far yaad tufano mein hai, lazzate far yaad tufano mein hai, kon kehta hai kinara chahiye, kon kehta hai kinara chahiye, lazzate faryad tufano mein hai. When does a person really pour his heart out before Allah? When does he really make dua from the depths of his heart? The person who is enjoying everything, he's got plentiful to eat, plentiful to drink, wonderful car to move around, and he's got everything going for him. Then that person's dua will also be just like that. Generally, we're talking about not the exception, but generally that person will say, what am I short of? One woman was making salat, very regular, and reading Quran Sharif, and making zikr, and doing everything. So the husband said, what are you short of that you have to keep on making all this namaz and zikr and tilawat? What are you short of? You got everything. So you don't need anything. In other words, the namaz and everything, there's no need for it because you got everything. So when the person is in difficulties, when he is in the midst of storms, when the ship is being lashed by storms from all sides, when it is spinning, when the waves of the ocean is spinning that huge ship and boat, we have been in ships traveling from here to India many times. And sometimes in the storms, those huge ships, but they just swing around. They just swing around like toys. At that time, see what kind of duas people make. From the depths of the heart, people are crying. They are making dua. Ya Allah, save us. The ship mustn't sink. So, lazzate faryad tufano mein hai. When those storms come, then the person really enjoys that dua. Kon kehta hai kinara chahiye? So who says that I want the shore? But now those are people of a very, very high caliber and level. We are not like that, that we ask for storms. We can't take a little pain. Where are we asking for storms? But what it means is that when difficulties come, when hardship come, when problem comes, whether it is in business, whether it is in the home, whether it is in marital life, in whatever department of our life, when there is a problem, then at that time the person must turn towards Allah Ta'ala and pour out his heart. In seclusion make dua, cry, get up at night, get up for tahajjud, get up and plead to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and see how he opens the doors. The person will be surprised, the immediate sukoon that the person will get. But we can't be taking interest money and gambling money and casino money and fraud money and all kinds of monies and then say we made dua but nothing happened. So get up and cry before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because He is the only one that can open the doors and ease our problems. It goes on, but we will stop there and we'll make some zikrullah now. But that is the solution to our problem. Apne malik se uth karke faryad kar.
دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آب آتے تھے. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آب آتے تھے. واٹ از دا پرپز آف کمپلیننگ آل دا ٹائم؟ May Allah Ta'ala give us those kind of hearts that He gives to the Awliya-i Siddiqeen. Those hearts which are brimming with Allah Ta'ala's love, which are overflowing with Allah Ta'ala's love. Those hearts where every beat of that heart we are Allah, Allah, Allah. سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله, 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hoon, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hoon, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hoon. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hoon. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah
hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے الحمد للہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف المرسلین صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, my most caring Allah, most tolerant Allah, my most beautiful Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. All treasures lie with you. You are most merciful, most forgiving. You dearly love those who turn towards you and seek forgiveness of their sins. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. We acknowledge that indeed we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. We are not advertising our sins, we are not bragging about our sins, we are not proud and happy about our sins. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. You blessed us with so many ni'mats, so many bounties. The great ni'mat of sight, the ni'mat of hearing, the ni'mat of speech. Our hands, our feet, our heart, our mind, our lungs, our kidneys, our bladders. Everything functioning, my beloved Allah. How much of your bounties you have blessed us with. Yet we use the same ni'mats for your disobedience. The ni'mat of sight for your disobedience. Hearing for your disobedience. Speech for your disobedience. Our wealth for your disobedience. Our hands and feet for your disobedience. Yet you are so tolerant. In spite of all our sins, you give us so much to eat and drink and wear. My beloved Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. We are seeking forgiveness for all our sins, whether we committed them in the light of day or darkness of nights. Our major sins or minor sins, whether we committed them knowingly or unknowingly. Ya Allah, we are seeking forgiveness. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of sins, forgive us. We know the moment we get forgiveness, all our problems will be solved. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you. We are extending our begging bowls before you. You are seeing us. You are listening to us. We are not folding our hands before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, you even know, you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. Our past is flashing before us, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. We want your closeness, we want your marifat, we want yaqeen in you. Ya Allah, bless us with your muhabbat, with your love. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat, with the love of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, give us that steam of your muhabbat, which will make us move mountains, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. It is not difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts. At present, my beloved Allah, we enjoy sins. We enjoy your disobedience. We enjoy the disobedience of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba-i-Kiram, the Tabi'in, the Tabi'in, the Awliya of the Ummat. They made Ibadat, they made Zikr, they made Tilawat. They obeyed you, Ya Allah. They were honest, they were truthful. They did everything that was pleasing to you. And then they cried that we were unable to do justice. Where Allah, they cried, we were unable to do justice. Ya Allah, we commit sins 24 hours of the day and we smile, we laugh, we brag about our sins, we advertise our sins in the newspapers for everyone to see, which casino we were in, which disco we were in, which cinema we were in, which clubhouse we were in, with our wives and children. My beloved Allah, where is our shame gone? Where is our haya gone? Where is our modesty gone? Where is our khawf gone? Where Allah changed the condition of our lives. Ya Allah, we are a bad example. My beloved Allah, we are a very poor example. But it's not difficult for you to give hidayat and guidance. Ya Allah, we are seeking guidance for ourselves and for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When our a'mal are presented before Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, when he sees that that ummat for whom so much of my blood was shed, my teeth were shattered, for whom I stood whole night in prayers, for whom I was stoned, the ummat for whom I cried day and night, the ummat for whom I made all the sacrifices, 3 solid years boycotted and ostracized in Shaab ibn Abi Talib, when the time came that They had to chew the leaves of trees for survival. Ya Allah, when Wa'amala presented before that Nabi of yours, how much of injury and pain we are causing to him. Ya Allah, indeed, we should be upset and we should be very much disturbed when cartoons and images of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are made as an insult to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, it is the sign of our iman that we are upset and we are hurt and we take action. But how many of our actions are hurting my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam? Ya Allah, how much of our actions when we are in discos, cinemas, theatres, watching the filth on the television screens, reading filthy novels and magazines, indulging in adultery, fornication, how much of pain and injury it causes to the heart of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the Sahaba-i-Kiram, they came from backgrounds of kufr. Some came from the Nasara, some from the Yahud, some from the Munafiqeen. But when you blessed them with hidayat, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Make a decision, my beloved Allah. Decisions are made by you. Make a decision for us tonight, my Allah, to change the condition of our lives. Ya Allah, make a decision to make us yours and become ours. Hamara ban ja, aur hame apna bana le. Ab to hame apna bana le. Ya Allah, how long are you going to keep us distanced from you? When will we enjoy the sweetness of iman? When will we enjoy the sweetness of your love? When will we enjoy the sweetness of the love of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ya Allah, give us a taste of that sweetness so that we distance ourselves from nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of shame, humiliation, disgrace and suffering. They want to take us to the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, you want to give us Jannat. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you. You are almighty, powerful, omnipotent, omnipresent. Mere Allah, humare dilo ka hal badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein looba dil badal de. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, spiritual and physical. We are sick and ailing, my Allah. Ya Allah, the cure for all ailments lies with you. Shifa is in your hands. We know that sometimes it can be a blessing in disguise. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. We cannot take the storms, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you good health, spiritual and physical. Ya Allah, bless us with the ni'mat of good health. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zaroor, marizo ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. Ya Allah, cure us of all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Those who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, wherever they are who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, bless them with shifa. Don't test them, my Allah. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy, of envy, of evil passions and desires. Bless us with the hearts that you give to your friends and your walis, my Allah. Provide for us rizq which is halal from sources unknown to us. From your unlimited treasures of rizq, my Allah, provide for us rizq which is halal. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties with rizq which is halal. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those on journeys, make them reach their destination. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have children, make the children the coolness of their eyes. Make them sadqa-e-jariya for them. Ya Allah, make them obedient to you, to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to their parents. Unite the hearts of parents and children. My beloved Allah, how much of disunity is prevailing in our society. Unite the hearts of parents and children, of brothers and sisters, of family members, of husbands and wives, of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. give the tawfiq to the rulers of Muslim governments to implement Islamic laws in their governments. Ya Allah, assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. May Allah give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Make them also worthy of entry into Jannat. Bless them with Islam and Iman. For those who have become arrogant, stubborn, and they have made up their minds that they will continue with the persecution of the Muslims and the torture of the Muslims. Ya Allah, they have made up their minds they will never ever accept Islam. Then destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Destroy them like you destroyed the nations of the past. Send gale force winds against them. Send flood waters against them. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause their planes to crash. Cause their ships to sink. Create division among their ranks. Mere Allah, Ummat-e-Muslima ki madad aur nusrat farma. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangata hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangata hoon. Woh ho jaye mera. Be ho jao woh uska. Yehi raat din main dua mangata. May Allah bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Hame deen bhi de, dunya bhi de. Don't deprive us of the goodness of both worlds. Ya Allah, death is sure to come. Recently, so many people, young, fit, healthy, have departed from this world. May Allah bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give sabr-e-jameel, ajr-e-azeem to their family members, kith and kin. Ya Allah, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, in adultery, fornication, watching filth on the television or some porn site on the internet. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with Shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. With As-Salatu Was-Salamu Alayka Ya Rasul Allah. As-Salatu Was-Salamu Alayka Ya Habib Allah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله. ہماری روح جھومتی ہوئی تیرے پاس آ جائے. یا اللہ, let our janaza be in Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wassalam. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. If it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, how much he begged for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And remove all the mischief, corruption, fitnas, especially that of Dajjal that he asked for protection from, protect us. And the ummat of Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Istimaat gash talim ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, masajid, madaris, khankao ko qubool farma. All the works of deen that are taking place, bless them with maqbooliyat. And bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations that are in the hearts of all those who have raised their hands this part of the night before you. Ya Allah, you look into hearts. You are well aware of what the desires and wishes are. Those desires and wishes which conform with the Sharia and are pleasing to you. Ya Allah, fulfill all those desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships and the problems that the individuals are experiencing and facing, those who have raised their hands before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, with your fazal, with your ihsan, remove those difficulties and problems. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.